Mark 10, 6 through 8. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. God made male and female, and God made marriage. He defines marriage as the union of one man and one woman for life. Governments and religions may suggest there are other definitions. There are not. Jesus gives us more than a definition. He says these two will become one flesh, the most fulfilling relationship any two people can have. Marriage is a picture of God's relationship with his people. That's one of the reasons he takes it so seriously. These verses are a portion of his answer to the Pharisees on the subject of divorce. He makes a declaration immediately after, saying, "What God has joined together, let not man put asunder." Our understanding of marriage, its origin, its definition, and its purpose ought to come from Scripture. God has blessed us with this institution for our good. Mark 10, 6 through 8. From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh.